In today's Mishnah, we're in the fourth and fifth Mishnah from the tenth Parak Masechta Sanhedrin. We continue learning about individuals that have no chelek, have no share, no olam haba in the world to come. So Mishnah begins, Anshei Eir Nidachat, the people of the Eir Nidachat. This is a city of idol worshippers who we already mentioned have the punishment of Hereg that are killed by the sword. Say, Ein lahem chelek lo olam haba, they don't have a share in the world to come. Shneimar, as it says, Yatsu Anshei Anashim Bnei Vliya Al Mikir Becha, that these base fellows going from among you, V'yadichu et Yoshvea Iram, and they draw the people of their city away. Meaning they bring them to do idol worship. So how do we know from this pasuk they have no chelek olam haba? There's different explanations. One is that because the Torah describes them as bli ya'al, meaning bli not olim, so they don't ole b'tichat ha-meitim. And another understanding is because yetzu mikirbecha, they go out from amongst you. So that's understanding the different understandings exactly how we learn this from in terms of anshei Eir Nidachat. However, having mentioned Eir Nidachat, we've mentioned already twice already in this Masechta, we now elaborate on the laws of it. It says, Ve'inu Neheragin, meaning the din that applies to the anshei Eir Nidachat, the individuals engaged in idol worship will get either punishment of seif, will get killed by the sword, and other laws that apply to Eir Nidachat, of which we'll learn about, that is, Aji Yu Medicheha Motoir. It has to be that the people that drew them to idol worshippers had to be from that same city itself. Because it says, V'adicho et Yoshvei Iram, meaning their city, sorry, the people that brought them to this Avodah Zarah, drew them away to Avodah Zarah, they did so to their own city. Umato Sheva, they have to be from the same tribe as well, because it's Mirkir Becha. And it says, V'ad Shiudach Ruba, meaning the city is only defined as Eren Dachat, as long as the majority of the city were drawn to this idol worship. It has to be a majority. V'ad Shiadichum Anashim, meaning the people that Medicheha, meaning the people that encouraged and drove these people to idol worship, were the males. But not Hidichu Anashim Aktanim, or Shiudumuchat, if it was Ketanim, minors, or women that were the driving force here, or Shehudu Dach Mu'at, or only a minority of the city were drawn towards it, or Shihum Medicheha Chutzalah, or the people that brought them to do this idol worship were not from the same city, then Hareyolu Ki Yichidim, then each individual who engaged in idol worship will be treated as individuals. The city will not be defined as Eir Nidachat, and each individual will have to be tried on their own as an individual person who worshipped Avodah Zarah, and they could potentially receive the punishment of Skila, stoning, as which we've already learnt. Either way, whether or not they're treated as individuals, or whether they are a complete city of, I mean, a majority is engaged in idol worship, and the city will be defined as Eir Nidachat, then we'd have to have two witnesses and a warning for each person who is going to engage in it. What's interesting then is what we find is that if they've worked out the try one at a time and they get to the majority, then, as we said, they have to go to the Beit in Hagadol, Sanhedrin Yerushalayim, to now give the city a status of Eir Nidachat. So Zechom Rabbi Chidim Merubim. We find that if an individual engaged in idol worship, it's more chamor, more extreme than, in some respects, than if the city was engaged. Why? Because we say that an individual get a punishment for skila of something which is more extreme, which we've already learned together. Therefore, lefichach mamonam palet, because of the, if you like, the stringency, their property is palet. The yorshin, the heirs, can enjoy that property. The property of these individuals are not destroyed. However, v'ham me'urubim, we find that if a city is engaged in idol worship or a majority, those individuals would receive, we said, a lighter punishment, which is besayif, which is hereg, they get killed by the sword. However, lefichach, because of the leniency there, on the other flip side, the Torah actually provides a stringency. Lefichach mamonam aved, that as the Torah says, hacharemota bekol sherba, that all the property of these individuals, as we'll learn about in the coming Mishnah, is actually destroyed. Not only are they executed, but their property, all their possessions, we'll see, are going to be destroyed. And now we learn Mishnah Hey. Hake take. The pasuk continues, et yoshvei ha'ir lefichariv. What's hakeh takeh? Et, what's that come to include? We say, hachameret v'hagamelet ha'overet mimakom lakom harei ulumitzin lota. What it's teaching us is if we have particular transport people who travel, so we've got a donkey driver or a camel driver, and they're passing through this particular city, and importantly, they've been there for 30 days, then they're considered like the occupants of the city. On both fronts, meaning they can end up saving the city from being defined as an Eir Nidachat. So if the population is a majority that was engaged in idol worship, but these passing through caravan workers, if you like, if you include them in account, it makes actually only a minority of people now who engage in idol worship, then actually save the city from being defined as an Eir Nidachat. Interesting here, Kati says also works the other way, that they can also switch the city to be a now majority of engaged in idol worship and give the city a status of Eir Nidachat. The Mishnah continues by continuing with the pasuk. It says, "Hachareim otav et kol asher ba." You've got to destroy the city and everything that's inside it. So Mishnah understand mikana mu. We understand nichsei tzadikim shebatocha. The tzadikim that weren't engaged in idol worship, we say that their property is ovdim, meaning the property that's within the city, their possessions are destroyed, because that's et kol asher ba. Shebechutzala, however, they've got possessions out of the city that will be plated and that will be saved. However, v'shel reshaim, those people who engage in idol worship, both their property, ben shebatucha, ben shechutzala, whether the possessions are inside or outside the city, harei elo ovdim, that would be destroyed. The question is, Kikati cites Pin Rabbi Shimon. He says, why is it the Torah said that the property of the tzadikim should be destroyed? Meaning the property of the tzadikim, their property that is located inside the city. And he answers is that what calls these tzadikim to be live amongst these rishayim in a city that's dominated by Avodah Zarah, it must be that it was their possession, their money that kept them there. Consequently, their possessions that are within the city, they are destroyed along with the city once it's given the status of Eir Nidachat. Those are the Mishnah today.